Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Australia's leading law body is calling for a new national compensation scheme for survivors of human trafficking. A report from the Law Council of Australia, in conjunction with Anti-Slavery Australia, says existing state and territory victims of crime schemes are inadequate and inconsistent. And as a result, it says victims, who are mostly women trafficked into the sex trade here, are falling through the cracks. This report, to be released today, says a national compensation scheme is the best way forward. Fiona McLeod is President-elect of the Law Council of Australia. Fiona, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
I think most people, when we hear the word slavery, we regard it as a relic of the past, certainly in this country. But in fact, it remains a problem, and human trafficking and sex trafficking occurs here in Australia, doesn't it?
Indeed. And for the most part, people are being trafficked into Australia, but certainly we know it's a significant problem globally.
And how significant a problem globally and how significant a problem here in Australia?
Well, globally, millions of people live in conditions of exploitation and abuse, and the estimates are that there's something like 600,000 to 800,000 people trafficked annually through our region. About a third of those come from Southeast Asia.
And when we're using the term trafficked, are we only talking sex slavery?
No, we're talking about men, women and children, but mostly women trafficked throughout the world for different reasons. Into Australia, the numbers seem to mostly be for sex trafficking purposes.
And what are those numbers? I've read some report where there was 169 new referrals to the AFP in 1 year, 2015-16, for human trafficking and slavery-like offences. That seems like a lot.
That is a large number for Australia, given the protections of our laws and our awareness of these issues.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Australia's leading law body is calling for a new national compensation scheme for survivors of human trafficking. A report from the Law Council of Australia, in conjunction with Anti-Slavery Australia, says existing state and territory victims of crime schemes are inadequate and inconsistent. And as a result, it says victims, who are mostly women trafficked into the sex trade here, are falling through the cracks. This report, to be released today, says a national compensation scheme is the best way forward. Fiona McLeod is President-elect of the Law Council of Australia. Fiona, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
I think most people, when we hear the word slavery, we regard it as a relic of the past, certainly in this country. But in fact, it remains a problem, and human trafficking and sex trafficking occurs here in Australia, doesn't it?
Indeed. And for the most part, people are being trafficked into Australia, but certainly we know it's a significant problem globally.
And how significant a problem globally and how significant a problem here in Australia?
Well, globally, millions of people live in conditions of exploitation and abuse, and the estimates are that there's something like 600,000 to 800,000 people trafficked annually through our region. About a third of those come from Southeast Asia.
And when we're using the term trafficked, are we only talking sex slavery?
No, we're talking about men, women and children, but mostly women, trafficked throughout the world for different reasons. Into Australia, the numbers seem to mostly be for sex trafficking purposes.
And what are those numbers? I've read some report where there was 169 new referrals to the AFP in 1 year, 2015-16, for human trafficking and slavery-like offences. That seems like a lot.
That is a large number for Australia, given the protections of our laws and our awareness of these issues.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.